coçar, coçar mama, coçar, coçar mama. Vem como chame, brother. Vem como chame, brother. Vem o setor do quê? Vem o setor do quê? Coçar, coçar mama, coçar, coçar mama.
Get in the mix, stir the batter. Constant chatter on CKUT 90.3 FM. Did I miss something?
This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it? End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
This CKUT, CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's summertime. Time to hit the road. Hit that Trans-Canada Highway. Past the nation's capital, past the sleepy cows, and into the peaceful pastures of Wakefield, Quebec. For the first time ever, Swoney Peril Popolo presents a day of revelatory offerings in an historic farmhouse, Fairburn House, bordering the Gatineau River in Wakefield. Saturday, June 25th, music begins at 3:30 p.m. On the bill, Swoney Heartstoppers, Esmarine, Willie Mitchell, Nada Al-Shazli, and Eliza Caution. For tickets, directions, camping, and all the 411, go to swoneyperilpopolo.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
You are listening to... See, I can see it. CKUT in Montreal.
Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
This ethnic cleansing happening live now in Sefer Yaakov. My entire family, 9 children. The Israeli High Court recently allowed the massive ethnic cleansing here. They're starting now with this house. Look at what they did, look. Look, it's a life. People have soaps here and their bags and... Please do something to stop this. It's happening now in 2022.
אם הם יורדים את הפועל הזה
תעזור לו, יש לך צעד?
יאללה, לפות אותו לרחם
בוא יש, בוא יש לא, 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 יש, יש לא, לא, לא מה יש, מה יש, מה יש יור, בוא, יור, בוא, יאללה He's a journalist. Look at him. No.
This is illegal. תעזוב אותו עכשיו, חולה נפש.
Every community pay the price. I mean, every community suffer in Musafir Yatta. You know, all these communities, I mean, they got something. They affected by this system. We got home demolition, we got harassment, we got chasing us all the time with, you know, paying fines and arrested, detained, you know. It's all same in Musafir Yatta. It's all same. And it's now between and between. This community is less, that community is more, and it's going on. It's never stopped. And it's by the name of taking the other lands without any, with force, and then kick them away out and tell them, you are not the owners. Some other owners came and take it. That's a problem. I mean, they denied the rights of Yatta people who own the land hundreds of years in Musafir Yatta. Family is very known. They own the land. Even though from the Ottoman Empire. But Israel came and denied all this by creating these rules which giving the Jewish the rights to got property, and then kick out all the Arabs who's the owners. Some people, you know, chase from Negev also, as our family. We came from Negev, we came here to the West Bank in Musafir Yatta, here in Umm Al Khair, and then the old generation of the family buy the land from Yatta people, by the way, in 1962. And then we stay in, because they were part of the people who been refugees after the Nakba. They stay here, got all the documentaries in the Jordanian time and so on. This is the example I'm telling you about all Musafir Yatta. And then in 1980, when Israel started building those settlements in South Hebron Hills, they built Carmel and they built Maon and Susia and all this line of settlements in the land of people. By chasing them, forcing them, whatever you can imagine, just kick them away a bit and put settlers in. And then they create these rules which affected the Palestinians, like you cannot work on your own land. Israel didn't recognize your right in property, never. Even though they know it, but they try to deny it. They fight the Palestinians in their master plans if they want to prove something. For example, villages, very old, they never got the master plan until, 10 years ago. Like at Wani and many Bedouin communities here. That's one of the things which affected all the Palestinians in this area, especially in Masafer Yatta and South Hebron Hills. It's very, the violence, the harassment, it's going daily. And then they build the settlements and denied you all your rights to have, even though little infrastructures or little house. All these houses you see here, it's all got a demolition order. Even this tent, 90% of the village, it's two parts where you pass. Without master plan, without right of buildings, every time we chased by the Israeli civil administration for why you building without permits, even never they give permits, it's never. I mean, no case in Masafer Yatta, they give a permission for even though a clinic or a small room. They never give it to you. Yeah, I mean, we got demolition for 16 times here in the village, in the whole village. When you pass, you see the settlers' farms there. They connected to the electricity, and you see the road you just passed with. It's paved. The electricity passing over the village houses from 40 years, but it's never, they never give the village electricity or water. It is apartheid. All the Palestinians now believe, even the simple Palestinians who are not a politician or a farmer, he believe it's an apartheid now system, that the Jewish, the settler Jewish have the right to do whatever he want, and always got the permission before, even though it's done to him. The Palestinian owner not allowed, even though he arrested or beaten by settlers or attacked, or they burn his property, cut his old trees, whatever, stolen his animals, killing his animals, even though shooting him, no rights. But the settler is opposite from that. He's a civil, he's got all the rights, he got all the the state defending him always and give him all the support. And that's make the Palestinians in a stressful situation, that how come this is going on, and it's not 10 years or 20 years, it's more than 52 years more with harassment, abusing, torturing Palestinians, and so on and so on. It's never stopped. It's crazy. South Hebron Hills, especially Masafer Yatta, is the most suffered place in the West Bank ever after Gaza. Why? And then you have Jordan Valley in the second, and then East Jerusalem. But this area, because it's not always familiar with the media, the harassment is going daily, but not always there is a media, or the public media didn't talk about it. No CNN, no European, channels, or no. Well, barely if there is a big accident, they came, and then that's it. Many Palestinians got shot, many Palestinians got arrested. People being, beaten by settlers in every Saturday sometimes, and in the Jewish holidays they beat villages and they smash children, skulls, and they smash houses, they smash cars, they burn houses. It's not the problem. It's not going in there in the public media, not in Israel, not in Europe, not in the state. That's a problem. Just nowadays, because of social media, the Palestinian voice is heard.
Fuck!
Oh my God!
At the seder?
Yeah. Yeah, who?
Fuck! Oh my God!
זה הראשון לא תברסי אף אחד. את בסדר?
כן.
כוסים השניים. היי! טוב.
בסדר?
קצת צרוכיות, אני אשרוד. איפה הצבא? הם לא שפויים. יש לי סרטון.
And one thing important, Israel try always to deny, try always to stop the humanitarian NGOs to fund here. Always their projects being demolished in Area C, especially in Masaf Riyata. They demolish many, many projects for which funded by the European Union or by the international community itself. Israel once say, we need to stop this European terror for funding terrorists in Area C. They say it in the high line, in the highlight of their media, without shame. Yeah.
لي وضحى أيوبة بالصبح وعمري 60 سنة. وإحنا يعني قاعدين هنا يعني أنا قدام ما اتجوز وأنا بنت وإحنا ساكنين في البلاد هان واتجوزت وخلافت وكنانت وإحنا في البلاد هذا دائما مغرهان يعني قاعدين. وزلمت الله يرحمه انجلط في البلاد هذا وما رضيش يروح, ردت عليه جلطة ثاني مرة المغرب بعد ما حلبنا واتصلنا على سيارة أجتنا وروحنا وهو بقى متوفي وإحنا هان يعني قاعدين ما رحنا ولا جينا وبنينا وقعدنا وبدنا يعني نتريح يعني وإيش أجوا علينا. أول مرة أجونا ردموهن 5 غرف وغرفة كانت حجر طلياني محل ما فوق نظافة يعني لابني اللي يجي يقعد فيها وبيت حب وبراكس للغنم وبير. هذا أول مرة ردمونا إياه. وبرضو جابونا يعني مساعدات, جابونا بيوت نصبنا 3 بيوت محلنا حادر واحد وهنا 2 وساعدونا يعني وبنينا غرف, عودنا بنينا أخرى غرفة حمام وغرفتين ومطبخ وغرفة قالوا بيعدوها عنكو شوي بلكش يعني نكروا هذا كذلك تم نصلكو بعدناها. ثاني مرة أجوا وكروهن خطرة واحدة الببعاد والقراب الغرف البنناهن والإحتاج كلهن يوم عاود يكرون أخرى 9 مواقع 4 غرف ومطبخ وغرفة حمام ونصب نصبناها للغنم محل البراكس وغرفتين وناصبتين واحدة بقينا ننام فيها وأخرى واحدة مضافة للولد عاود المسح والمسح واحدة. شايف كيف 9 الأخريات. ثالث مرة نصبنا زاد هالزي خيمة حادر وخيمتين فوق نصبونا إياه. النهار إحنا قاعدين والله معنا ولا عند بالنا إلا السيد دبابات جيت علينا. الحين جينا تحت فزعوا الاستزية قاموها قالوا بدنا نشيلها خوفية يسحتوا القصرة المقصورة شلناها وبالمواصيرها. الحين يا رمو المواصير شي حادر وشي جاي وعود يوم من مغشونا أجوا بالجرافة لموا عدة البيت بالمواصير بالبيت حطوه في السهل هنا عند النصبة هذه وبالجرافة طعجوه ودملوه إتراب. وفي أخرى نصبة عتيقة زلها زمان رمناها والرادم حطوناها عند الزبل للشباب. الأخرية حملوها مع حديكي والأخرى حطوها في الزاوية هنا على في المراح هذا وردموهن ما خلونا ما درينا الحين وين بدنا نلقي ولو بدنا نروح. بعدش دمروهن بيت الحب أجوا بدهم يحملوا قاعد يحملوا في الجرافة في بيت في الحب العلف علف الغنم بدهم يدملوه. وبعدين أجوا بالشبرية خوصة قروا كل اطراف البيت بحالهم مالوا قروا بالخوصة بعدين حملوه بالجرافة دملوه دملوا الحب وجرفوا الأرضي. يعني ما درنا الحين يعني وين منلقي ولا وين نروح. قاعدنا ظلنا احنا الطفلات قاعدين في الشمس لا من الله فرجها جابونا مفتاح العيادة ويحنا قاعدنا فيها.
ما تصفوا البشيت اخي كانت مناسبة مدات لذا شاد مسيقا قبول كانت مولا تفالي كان اسفو كانت مولا تفالي كان اسفو
الطليان اطلعوهن من الدا من البراكس على الجرون صارن يشاوح المشاوح وكروا بيتن. النعجة كانت تلد من الردم الأولاني في الحلاية تجونا في شهر واحد. النعجة تلد يعني الرضع ابن هي ما حسن يطلع نهار له فاطس من الحليتي لا مقرقش ازاي فاطس في الحليتي يعني تدمرتني يعني خسرتنا السنة هذه ما حداش يعني خسرها لا كسبنا بهم لا كسبنا حاجة وهالسقعة الله بعلم فينا يعني هالطفلات كان سقيعنا ما سقيعنا وهالحيني سأولش سقعة والحيني شوب يعني أنا بقدر يقعد فيها الحم هذا في الشوب
All documented. Many people injured on that day. It's all documented. All documented. Many people injured in that day.
أرضنا يعني وطننا بالناس نقدر نطلع منه لأن يعني هذا أرضنا ويوم خلقنا إحنا فيه. أرضنا يعني وطننا بالناس نقدر نطلع منه لأن يعني هذا أرضنا ويوم خلقنا إحنا فيه.
It's all documented. All documented. Many people injured in that day.
أرضنا يعني وطننا بالناس نقدر نطلع منه لأن يعني هذا أرضنا ويوم خلقنا إحنا فيه.
It's all documented. All documented. Many people injured in that day.
أرضنا يعني وطننا بالناس نقدر نطلع منه لأن يعني هذا أرضنا ويوم خلقنا إحنا فيه.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over.
You know, it's the boy Dash all the way from Grenada and he tuned into C-Cut 90.3 FM.
Music and anti-fascism. Reflections on the past and possibilities in the present. Join us for a concert July 7th featuring Egyptian Cotton Orchestra, Montreal Free Jazz, Kim Dong Wong, free improv based on Korean traditional music, Skunk Heaven, New York City Noise, on July 7th, 2022, at 9 p.m., La Sala Rosa, 4848 Saint Laurent. For more information on the concert and conference on protest music and anti-fascism, music and antifascism.wordpress.com. This concert, with generous support from Swoni Peri Popolo and Popolo Press. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Whose data? Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Kumbit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at kumbit.org or email at info@kumbit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook. Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca. It's summertime. Time to hit the road. Hit that Trans-Canada Highway. Past the nation's capital, past the sleepy cows, and into the peaceful pastures of Wakefield, Quebec. For the first time ever, Swoney Peril Popolo presents a day of revelatory offerings in an historic farmhouse, Fairburn House, bordering the Gatineau River in Wakefield. Saturday, June 25th, music begins at 3:30 p.m. On the bill, Swoney Heartstoppers, Esmarine, Willie Mitchell, Nada El-Shazly, and Eliza Caution. For tickets, directions, camping, and all the 411, go to swoneyperilpopolo.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Uncle Jerry, there's a song called Uncle Jerry. Can you tell us?